I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org.
This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer, with our program devoted to the musical legacy of the late jazz pianist, composer, teacher, and patriarch Ellis Marsalis Jr. and his late wife Dolores. Four of their six sons play music. Trombonist Delfio Marsalis was the one also enlisted to record his brothers. He interned with Alan Toussaint at Sea Saint Studios, producing albums by Terrence Blanchard, Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and his family. Delfio wrote a children's work for the Dallas Opera in the 90s. Back home in New Orleans, he started Uptown Music Theater for young people, all continuing the music education tradition of his father. He leads the Uptown Jazz Orchestra, a 16-piece big band that brings the swing. I asked Delfio about his memories as a youth of his father on the job.
My brother Ellis and I would go to some gigs, Lou and Charlie's. You know, you'd have five, six people in the band. It might be eight or nine people in the club, you know, at the last set. And we were just like, man, what is Dad even doing here? Mm. Like, there's nobody here. So in that club, the piano was right off by the backstage area.
Oh, it's a classic place.
Yeah. So we just walked on to the stage while he's in the middle of a song. Tapped him on the shoulder. Dad, let's go. He just looked at us and said, I finished playing at midnight. That's when we leave. Okay, well, back downstairs to the hamburgers and the older men telling us these grown-up stories and jokes. You know, by the time I hit sixth grade, that's when I said, you know, maybe I'll pick up an instrument. Branford was playing saxophone, Wenton was playing trumpet, and I saw the trombone. I'm like, damn, nobody would want to play this, man. Let me play it. You know, it's like, this is me. Trombone really captures my personality in a number of ways. And the New Orleans setup, of course, the trumpet has to play the lead, which is one mindset. The clarinet or the saxophone has to decide if he's going to argue with or agree with the trumpet. And that's, you know, so those two instruments perfectly suited for Branford and Wenton. Now the trombone comes along and has to really have his ears on everything that's going on. So that if the trumpet and saxophone are agreeing too much, trombone can stir it up, play something a little more raucous. But then once the trumpet and saxophone really argue, trombone comes along and says, hey bro, everything is gonna be cool.
What do you feel like you learned from your father in terms of music and just how you comport yourself?
Well, many things. The interesting thing is I find that I aspire to be more like my father now that he's gone than when he was actually here, because it makes more sense to me how great he was and the things that made him great. You know, the first thing is he never complained. So even though we had a sense that health-wise, he probably didn't have a long way to go still. The COVID-19 kind of sped up that process, but we in our minds had that made up. But he was never a complainer, so it was no way to really tell what kind of shape he was in. And he had a demeanor about him where he treated everyone the same. So it had nothing to do with class or race. You know, that's how he dealt with race and this foolishness that perpetually permeates the Deep South, that we have to constantly address one way or another. He had his own agenda, his own thing that was important. And he never allowed you to get him outside of where he wanted to be. Something like what Louis Armstrong had. I would say, you know, Louis Armstrong looked the lion of hatred in the mouth from a close range. And he said, you ain't gonna get me. And it never got him.
Well, your father commanded such incredible respect. I always thought of him as like, you know, this incredible, dignified dedicated person, but he also reminded me a little of a coach. By setting the agenda and the tone and the expectation, a lot of students had a tremendous experience and model.
When you're on the bandstand, you really learn who someone is on the inside. So, you know, my dad was real in that respect. And he would just make comments like, man, you know, this song, I concentrate on you, man. That's a nice tune. And that would be it. That was his way of saying, go learn this song, because it's going to teach you some things that you need to know.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.